This is a Fox News alert. The House has a speaker. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. After 15 rounds of voting and days of dramatic negotiations, Republican Kevin McCarthy has been sworn in.
That was easy, huh? I never thought we'd get up here.
Addressing the House, after 1 o'clock in the morning, McCarthy says now the hard work begins.
Our system is built on checks and balances. It's time for us to be a check and provide some balance to the president's policies.
Support for McCarthy from conservative holdouts grew late this week after a deal was reached on a new rules package.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The package guarantees key committee posts for members of the House Freedom Caucus, among other things. After McCarthy was sworn in, President Biden released a statement congratulating him and offering to work with Republicans. On Friday, the president marked 2 years since the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
2 years ago, our democracy held. Because we, the people, as the Constitution refers to us, we, the people, did not flinch.
During a ceremony at the White House, the president awarded medals to 14 people who defended our democracy. Two of the recipients took their own lives in the aftermath of the attack. A Virginia school teacher is clinging to life after a shooting in her classroom. Police say Friday's shooter was a first grader.
This is terrible. This is something that should never occur.
Dr. George Parker III is the superintendent of Newport News Public Schools. A ban on bump stocks has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The device enables a shooter to rapidly fire multiple rounds from a semi-automatic weapon. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Despite inflation and climbing interest rates, the U.S. labor market ended the year on firm footing.
The U.S. job market adding 223,000 jobs in the last month of 2022, with the unemployment rate shrinking 3.5%. President Biden calls it great news for the economy, adding there's still work to be done on inflation, but, quote, we are moving in the right direction. The Consumer Price Index report for December showed inflation slowing, but still at 7.1%. The strong numbers come as many economists have worried about the possibility of a recession in 2023. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Wall Street ended the trading week in positive territory thanks in part to the latest jobs numbers.
Stocks were in rally mode, finishing higher for the day and week as rate hike worries eased after monthly Labor Department data showed the pace of job creation cooled in December while wage gains slowed, fueling hopes that the Fed's interest rate hikes are starting to have the desired impact.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Negotiations aimed at keeping thousands of New York City nurses on the job will continue this weekend. If a deal isn't reached, about 9,500 nurses from four hospitals could strike on Monday. Other hospitals have reached agreement, averting a walkout. Nurses continue to care for a Hollywood actor.
Jeremy Renner was completely crushed underneath a snowplow following the accident that occurred on New Year's Day, according to a 911 call log obtained by Fox News Digital. Renner was airlifted to a local hospital, suffering blunt chest trauma and orthopedic injuries. Additionally, the log stated that it's believed Renner's right side of his chest is collapsed and upper torso is crushed.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Today is Renner's 52nd birthday. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.